Amy Corbett manages 45 Airbnb properties. Amy, you must see it all.
Wow.
We do, yes. We've been doing this for like 5 years, so we've hosted thousands, and we do have some stories to tell. Some are more glamorous than others.
Give me the most glamorous.
I mean, what is that really like? I mean, before you even do that, what is that really like? I mean, on a day-to-day basis, managing 45 properties, I would imagine that there's a whole lot of things that you have to look up upon, confirmations that you have to make. Do you have to drive by and stop by places? What is that like?
It's a lot of choreography. We have to have a team now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of our properties are local. So, yes, we go in and, like, walk through before check-ins and make sure everything is ready. And then we have some other properties in other states. So we can't be there. We can't drive by. But, yeah, the craziest story was when we had a guy who came into our River House apartment and took the art off of my wall and then replaced it with something totally different for me.
Is that right?
Wait, why?
So like a heist? They came in and removed artwork and replaced it with like a fake?
Did you have
Or just
Van
something
Gogh?
Completely different or what?
It was like a $45 Home Goods plane propeller canvas.
Okay. And what did he replace it
with?
No, that was what he replaced it with.
Oh, no. So what was it that came down?
So I had a $40 Home Goods world map, nothing special. And I came down the next day after he had stayed. I looked up and was just like, this is really weird.
Yeah.
And I thought, did my team play a trick on me? Like, did my cleaners do this? Mm-hmm. So I reached out to him and kind of said, hey, you know, I noticed the artwork is different. Do you know where it might be?
And what'd he say?
He didn't really come back with much of anything. So we go to our video camera. Let's check the footage. Sure enough, like the morning of his checkout, he is wearing a blue hoodie. You see him like walk from his car and he comes down bringing something covered up.
Right. Square
under
package.
A blanket.
Wow.
Yep. And he brings it, you know, goes inside and then he comes back out and he switched hoodie colors.
What?
To make it even better. It was like a pink hoodie.
Oh, my God. And, like, that's the weirdest cloak and dagger nonsense I ever heard.
He had to have assumed that it was worth money or it was something special. There's no way that if he knew it was a Home Goods world map that you bought for $39.99, that he would go through all that.
Maybe he found something in it that you weren't aware was even in it.
Waldo?
Maybe.
That's
I don't know.
He found?
Could have been a secret map.
Yeah.
The Goonies. Anything. All right? I'm not sure. You know, it could have been a code for the owner's safe on the back of that thing. I have no idea. This is weird.
Well, you guys, I did some stalking of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And what'd you find?
He was a part of a startup, and the company sold plane parts.
So he's just putting these plane part pictures in everybody's buildings?
Is it like a business card?
So weird.
So he just thought it was super cool and stole it?
Maybe he was driving around with a trunk full of these canvases.
He could have just asked you, where did you get that picture?
Yeah, and how about, hey, I have a picture for you. Would you like to hang it somewhere?
Or can I buy that?
This is weird.
What a weirdo.
Strange stuff.
Wait, what's the name of his startup so I can send a weird email to him? 1-800-330-9999. Have you been to an Airbnb? Have you owned an Airbnb? What's your story and what's your experience been like?